I'm here with a man who was brutalized with his family Saturday, April 16th, around 3 o'clock in the city of Taylor by the Taylor police. His name is Mr. Calvin Jones. He's a citizen without a record, with no history of criminal activity with the police. And we're going to get his side of the story because we want to get to the bottom of it. Mr. Jones, could you take me through that day at that time in Taylor on that Saturday?
It was Saturday, April 16th, and my wife, my brother, and I were getting ready to go visit my aunt and my grandmother, and so we got dressed. It was about 3 o'clock, and we was getting ready to exit complex where we just moved the day before.
What is the name of that complex?
The Parks.
Okay. In Taylor?
Yep, in Taylor. The
Okay.
Parks in Taylor. We just moved it the night before. Hadn't been there 24 hours yet. As we were exiting, we got to it's a few it's like three or four stop signs in the complex altogether. It's a speed bump just before every stop sign in the complex. We got to the last one, where we seen the main officer sitting there, don't know what he was doing, don't know why, really didn't care, because I know that, my car and, my name is good.
Okay,
And
they stopped you.
yeah, they stopped me. They the we allow it was a neighbor in that particular parking lot where the apartment was, that we allowed to go ahead of us because they was at the stop sign as well.
Okay.
And then we proceeded behind them. And then that's when the main officer pulled us over, right next to the parking lot. And he came to the window. I had my window I had my window down a little bit, and he comes to the window with attitude, he didn't say I did anything. He just came to the window and said, "Give me your information." And I then in return asked him, "What did I commit a crime? What did I do? Can you explain to me what's going on?" He didn't even answer the question. He says, "Give me your information." So I asked him again. I say, "I don't mind giving you my information. I have my license right here and my registration, but can you at least tell me what did I, what did we, what law did we violate? Did we do anything? What's going on?" And he called on his little the walkie thing that's on his on his shoulder. He called two or three other officers. They came in maybe a minute or two later.
So other officers arrived on the scene.
Yes.
Okay.
And as they were pulling up, he asked me, he said, he says, "If you don't give me your information, you're going to jail." So then I asked him for the last time, "Can you explain to me?" I have my license right here. I actually have my wallet out at the time, so he could see the wallet in my hand. And I asked him again.
But when you asked him, can you? He actually said you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I asked him again for the third time and the last time, what did we do wrong? So he put on, at this time, the other officers out their vehicles and they're standing behind him. He puts on a pair of black gloves. And then he puts his feet on my car door, and he shakes my window until it shatters, and then he falls to the ground.
Okay.
And then he gets up, and all the officers at one time for try to get in the car at the same time. And once they got the door open, I still had my seatbelt on. They was punching me and kicking me in the face and all type of stuff. And I told him, I'm getting out. You don't have to, do anything. I'll lay on the ground, let you arrest me.
And at this time, you are in, your wife is in the car also.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in the car and my brother's in the back seat.
Okay.
And I take my seat belt off. As I'm taking it off, I'm telling them I'll get out and lay on the ground. One of the officers started trying to cut my seat belt off.
Okay.
But I took it off. He still tried to cut the seatbelt anyway. And then they grabbed me out after they punched me and kicked me a couple of times in the car.
Okay.
They grabbed me, and the main officer, the one with the gloves on, he put me in the chokehold right out the gate. The other officer was trying to grab my feet and slam me on, help him slam me on the ground. They got me to the ground.
So one of the officers indeed did have you in a chokehold. Okay.
He had me the main guy, the guy that first pulled us over. He was the one that put me in the chokehold, and the other officers grabbing my feet. They was trying to slam me to the ground. They got me to the ground, and they had me laying on my right arm. And they had me laying on my right arm, and they had my left arm behind my back already. And all their weight plus my weight was on top of my arm,
So all these officers were on top of you,
on top of
on
me.
top of your arm, like basically suffocating.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they was on top of me, laying on top of my arm, and he kept using that as an excuse to say I was resisting arrest.
Okay.
But I'm trying. I can't talk because he got me in a chokehold. So I'm trying to. I'm not. I don't. I'm not. I can't even think of how to. You know what I'm saying? Let him know. Like, I mean, you're sitting on my arm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I give you my arm. You know what I mean? And so that's when he put me in a tighter chokehold to where where it knocked me out. And then,
So you were choked unconscious.
I was choked unconscious. Yeah, I
Okay.
don't know how long I was unconscious, but when I came to, I wasn't competent at all. I couldn't see that well.
So was the struggle, or were you in handcuffs when you came to?
Yeah, I was in handcuffs. But
Okay.
before he knocked me out, I only had one arm in handcuffs.
Okay.
And then when I woke up, both of my arms were in handcuffs.
Were they in front of you or behind you?
When I woke up,
Yeah.
I have no idea. I when I woke up, all I remember at that exact moment is that the guy, the main officer that put on the black gloves, him and another officer, they picked me up and they dragged me to his car because I couldn't really walk.
Can you hear or
I
see
could I could barely I
your wife or
I couldn't
brother?
see that good, and I could barely hear at that moment.
Oh, could you hear your wife or your brother anywhere?
I could hear. The only thing I did hear was my brother say, "Get your hands off my sister." And when he said that, I heard like fumbling, like they was doing something to him.
Okay.
They already, I believe they already had her at the time. I seen them walking her, but my vision was going in and out at the time, so
Okay.
that was pretty much all I remember as far as hearing them and seeing them.
Okay.
But my vision was coming back when he put me in the back seat. And while I'm sitting back there, there's other officers riding by. A female officer rolled by. They was, making remarks and laughing and waving at me and coming to the window. The one female officer actually got out her vehicle to come to the window to say I was stupid for not letting them, I was stupid for not having my window roll all the way down. So,
Okay.
they was making,
Being
little,
demeaning too.
yeah, they was making little comments, you know what I'm saying? A little racist stuff they was saying. Yeah. That was pretty much it as far as the that situation. And then they took me into the Taylor jail.
Tell me about that experience once you were arrested.
Yeah, once we got there, they ripped my shirt.